Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday, April the 11th, 2024, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. They're open, but static, possibly. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you'd like to give us a buzz, please feel free to do so, and we will see how the phone lines sound. You know, it's anybody's guess at this particular point. It seems to get better as the morning goes along, which I can't figure that out for love nor money, but that's the way it goes. Let's try it one more time here and see what it sounds like. Well, it sounds a little better. For now, you know, I don't want to jinx it. 740-383-9944 if you have anything you'd like to call in and talk about, or if there's anything on your mind, period, please feel free to buzz in, and we can try to discuss that here this morning over the telephone lines. Well, as I say, it's been a busy, busy week. Thunderbolt Patterson coming to visit Tony Pacos last night. Everything that went on this past weekend with Carrington and Matt and Philadelphia and the Hall of Fame and WrestleMania and the trip to New York, and did anything happen at the city council meeting the other night on Tuesday? I really don't know, but hopefully we will find out as time goes on. It certainly has been a busy time, and then you drop the eclipse in there. The eclipse certainly brought people's interest to a new level. And clearly we're still talking about it here on Thursday. But you know what? After all the buildup, I really don't know how you couldn't talk about it. It's almost one of those things you have to talk about because there was so much buildup to the thing. So again, the phone lines are open. If you'd like to call in, we can try to see if the phone lines are going to work. And we make it through this particular hour. Don't forget, Voice of a People with Linda Sims comes on after me today, 10:15 until 12 noon, and then Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 until 1 p.m. So feel free to give us a buzz. We would certainly love to hear from you, 740-383-9944. Even if it's crackly, we would love to hear from you. Staticky. I don't even know what the term is. When the phones are making funny noises, is it crackly? Is it staticky? Probably staticky is probably the best term for that particular thing. I guess the question on the table right now is will the eclipse be remembered as a once-in-a-lifetime event? Will it be remembered like a Pearl Harbor? Will it be remembered like a 9/11? Will it be remembered like one of those events that people never forget? I don't know, really. And it's no negativity toward the eclipse. It's just, I don't know. It took 4 minutes. I think it was spectacular while it was going on. Certainly something to see. Certainly made all the news broadcasts, certainly made all the newspapers, but I don't know on the whole, as we get further and further away from it, will people remember it like they remember significant events in their life? I don't know. I guess we'll find out as time goes on. Now, I'll tell you something interesting. I had a conversation the other day that it was... Honestly, I did not mean it as a negative conversation, but somehow it took on a negative connotation all its own. Now, here's essentially what happened. You know, I did my thing this past weekend in Philadelphia, and I got back and somebody asked me how my weekend was, who knew that I had done this. And I said, it was fun. It was great. A lot of fun. And I asked them about their weekend because I thought, well, it's cordial to ask somebody about their weekend, you know. How was your weekend? And they said, well, it was nice outside, really first nice weekend in a while, did some yard work, you know, it was a good weekend. All right, great. And they said, well, tell me more about your weekend. And, you know, here's where I think I went wrong. What I said was, it's kind of hard to describe what went on with me because it was so out of the ordinary. It's kind of hard to describe it to people. I mean, I can tell you what happened. I can tell you little stories about it. But to explain what it was and how it was is kind of hard. It really is kind of hard to explain after being there. And this person seemed to take offense to that because I think what they were saying, what they thought I was saying was that I don't know, that I was better than them or that I knew more than them. I'm not really sure what they thought I was saying. But I think they took that as a very negative thing to say, that it was hard to explain what happened. It was, I could tell you what happened, but it's hard to explain what it was like. Because, as I had said before on the program, and again, whatever life you lead is whatever life you lead, and whatever choice you make is the choice you make. So see, the person who I had this conversation with is already getting angry. No, I'm not trying to make anybody angry at all. I'm not trying to make anybody angry by saying this. I'm just trying to explain what I mean by this. And what I mean is that it's hard when, okay, if like this weekend, I don't know that I have any huge plans this weekend, so it would just be a typical, normal weekend in life, and I don't know, I mean, I could probably explain that to somebody. So, it's just different, I guess is what it is. It's different, that's all, and I'm not trying to say anything negative at all. I'm not trying to put any negative spin on anything. I'm just trying to say it was different. Does anybody understand what I'm saying here? I'll take a staticky phone call if anybody understands what I'm saying. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because honestly, I was not trying to be rude. I wasn't trying to be... There would be no reason for me to be rude in that particular instance. It really was not that way. I don't know. You know, I'll tell you what, here's the crux of it, because I want to straighten this out, because I'm going to try to tell this story as honestly as I can. I forgot the part about picking up sticks. Okay, now let me go back, because I want to make sure I get the accuracy of this story right. Okay, the person was talking about doing yard work, and that's what they said. They did yard work. Now, I thought after a winter that one of the things you would do with yard work would be picking up sticks. You know, that would be something that would happen. And so what I said was, is that it's hard to describe what happened to somebody who was home picking up sticks. That's what I said. Now, is that a rude comment to make? I mean, there. Now, is that the honest truth? I hope the person who I said this to is still listening, because is that the honest truth as I remember it that particular day? Is that what I said? Is that the comment that caused the anger and the backlash? Because I want to make sure I have this right. It's hard to explain it to somebody who was home picking up sticks. And maybe I phrased it wrong. Maybe that's my mistake. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That's all I'm saying. And I did not mean that in a negative way. I did not mean that to come off as a snarky comment, I guess. That wasn't the point. I guess we all can have snarky moments, but that was not my intention. It's just hard to explain what happened, because it was such a big scale. It was such an interesting production. I think it's hard to explain exactly what happened to somebody who maybe has not done that. That's all. And I guess maybe using the term picking up sticks was not the most positive term to use. I mean, am I wrong on this? Somebody let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Maybe it was the picking up sticks comment that made that a far worse statement. Does anybody have any opinion on this? And you can call me snarky if you want and say that it was a rude comment. Maybe it was. I did not intend it as a rude comment. I think picking up sticks is fine. You know, I'm sure I've picked up many a stick in a yard and not tried to be snarky about it. So, am I wrong here? Is it just hard to explain? I think it's hard to explain. That's all I'm saying. It's hard to explain. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That's all I was saying. Holy mackerel. Are the phones any better? Let's hope they are. Well, they're okay. Let's put it that way. But that's all it was. It was not a negative comment. And it's just, it was a different circumstance. And if the picking up sticks comment is what made that a bad statement, then I just associated picking up sticks as something somebody would do in the yard. Now, that's my fault. If that didn't happen, that's my fault. That's all I can say. All right. Well, this might be a once-in-a-lifetime event as well. Let's go to the phone. Go ahead, caller.
I guess the first subject there, back to your trip subject, would you like to hear more about that?
Yeah, what questions would you like to know?
Well, when you was on your trip, we got feedback from your remote of what was going on, and then two questions was asked, and then I was told on the phone that we'll wait till the next segment to hear about that, and then hear about that. But one of them, we heard that your trip was delayed, was sitting in a plane seat, and the person you were sitting with was rude, and this and that. So maybe the person might be getting mixed up, or maybe me, as a listener, your trip was, you didn't want to say about the negative side, but the good side, that's what it's about, but the going and coming might be differential.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can talk about the plane trip, if you like.
Well, that's part of the trip, isn't it?
Well, it was, and it was a very interesting part of the trip, I'll say that.
And your flight was going to be 45 minutes, and the kids beat you there, is that correct?
I was delayed for about 3 hours.
Well, that would be part of the trip, wouldn't it, Scott?
Yeah.
That's the stuff. And then staying in a hotel, 21, the WWE was really delightful to you, and stuff that was in the air. You're telling about nice people and stuff. That's fine, everything. And then have you staying in one room and one sleeping in a chair and this and that. You're up at 4 o'clock in the morning drinking water and sitting at a table on the remote. I thought it was really a comical trip, really, that things could have went a lot better, but that's just part of life, you know.
No, they couldn't have gone any better. It was great.
Oh, okay. Well, then if you're satisfied, I'm satisfied, Scott.
And you know what? I'll tell you why it was great. It was because everything ran on time. Yes, the flight was delayed 3 hours, but I didn't have to be there Thursday night. Nothing was really going on till Friday morning.
Well, it's a little disgusting to you, though. I don't care what you say. You was going to be there. You wanted to be there, but that was unusual. Did you ever find out what the delay on the flight was...
Yeah, I know what the delay was. The delay was they didn't have enough people in Philadelphia, apparently, to work the flight. And then there was an hour delay for maintenance. Now, they won't tell you what kind of maintenance they're doing, but there was some kind of maintenance issue.
Well, that's part of the trip. That would be the big part of the trip to me. And then you talk about the different things that went on there and stuff. So I didn't hear all of it. So I just was kind of the parts and pieces that you were sending back to Marion didn't fit in with the parts and pieces that you was putting out to Marion about the trip.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I'll straighten that out because it was the flight was delayed. I mean, that was the big part of it. But basically,
I have to be like a journalist to ask you the questions and you answer them to me. But that isn't fair. I don't know if you care about me doing that.
I don't mind. No, but I can honestly tell you it was not an infuriating thing to me. Because now, if I had to be somewhere, if there was a party going on that night or something, that might have been a little annoying. But because really the only thing going on Thursday night was just checking into the hotel, as long as I got there at a reasonable hour, which I did, it was no big deal.
I just thought being in Philadelphia would be, and I know it was tiresome. They drove all those, their 8-hour drive and 8 hours back staring them in the face. You just hopped on an airplane and went and hopped back on it to come back. Your fatigue wasn't that bad, was it, Scott?
No, and I'll tell you something. Out of every incident, something good will come. It's kind of interesting because if my flight had been on time, I would have got there about 3 hours earlier than them, and I probably would have just sat in the hotel because I don't know anybody in Philadelphia. I would have probably just sat in the hotel and waited on them. So,
Come on now. Who do you have to know to entertain stuff? You could have walked around Philadelphia and done stuff there. You like to walk. You take your mile walk every day and night. Or whatever, I can't buy that. If I'd there, I surely wouldn't. I don't go to some place just sit in a room. You know what I mean?
Well, no. But the first night, I would have tried to wait on them because I knew I had to let them in the hotel, so I needed to know when they were going to get there. And
why
we had
you have to let them in. Don't they have poor service and stuff there?
Oh no, that hotel was locked down.
Well, how about the communication system? Your cell phone. Now you don't need to tell me. Did you talk to them on the road as they're going over how things are going with them?
I think one time we checked in, but that would have been
part of the trip. Yeah, I would have been if there's my kids, I would have been checking with them every so often. And hey, where are you gonna eat for that? And that's part of my wife and I and kids have been around quite a bit over the United States of America. Pretty nice trip. There's probably something going on in those big cities.
There is something going on in the big city, but I'll tell you, my concern was the fact that I knew that I had to be up the next morning to do the radio show and also had to go to rehearsal, and Friday was really the big day. So basically, I just wanted to get in, make sure they got in okay, got in the hotel, everybody got situated, unpacked, and was good to go.
You're getting up every day and putting on a radio program. You're seasoned on that. You're going on 10 years.
I know I'm getting pretty good on that, but the thing of it was I did not know exactly where we're going to use the telephone, where we're going to try to use the internet to send the signal back here. So it's pretty much just that.
A new microphone. I know you let us know that as listeners prior to the remote that you got a new microphone that worked loud and clear. So wasn't that part of the deal too? Getting communications back to Marion?
Well, actually, we didn't end up using any microphones on Friday morning. What we ended up using was a telephone.
Okay, so that was the remote back here to the studio.
Yeah. Yep, we used the telephone because we ended up learning once we were there, one of the things was that the internet signal was kind of dim. I think because there were so many people in the hotel, it was sold out, and just decided, well, let's use the telephone because we know that's not going to drop out in the middle of a broadcast.
And I understand the food part, you was just, or maybe Sheraton had a couple cookies and shared them with you. That's all you had to eat up there at the table in 21st story. You couldn't get food in the down. Didn't they have a restaurant or anything in that building?
Oh no, they had food everywhere. They had, I'm just saying she went and she had this thing about getting these cookies in Soho.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah, she likes to have whatever she likes. I do too. So, you didn't. I just thought maybe you didn't have anything in that building at that, you know, around the clock. Maybe things was. You said locked up and everything. Maybe they closed
the front door was locked. There was just heavy security in the building. You couldn't get in the front door unless
Didn't
you
that
had.
Make you feel real comfortable though that the security situation.
Well,
didn't it make you feel real great that you had security?
I don't know. I don't think anybody was out to get me. I don't know.
I'm persistent now, God. That's
yeah, but I'm trying to be. I don't know that I really thought about it.
Well, I bet you 100 to 1 you did, because I don't want to say you didn't. But if I was putting money on it, I go into a big city and go into some place like that and going to be in a room and a big event like that, and I know there's security around. And it makes you feel a lot worse if the lights was all on, all in the lobby and everything. It'd be funny, wouldn't you?
It couldn't be any worse than walking around the streets dark, alone by myself.
Oh, yeah? Where did you do that?
No, I was supposed to say I didn't do that when I got there. That's what I wasn't going to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that was fierce. Huh? I thought maybe downtown Philadelphia would be kind of a ongoing place.
Oh, it's an ongoing place, but, you know, like the security in the hotel, I think if I would have went out alone in a city that I'm not really all that familiar with at night.
Yeah, no, I go with that. Hey, I'm going to get off here, but you know, that's right, Scott, because all the women we've been climbing all over.
I know, you can't get away from them no matter where you go.
Okay, Scott. Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say. Maybe I neglected to tell the plane trip incident, so I'll tell that. I got to the airport on Thursday, a week ago today, and I was told when I got there pretty early that the flight was on a two-hour delay, and they did give the reason. It was because they said they did not have enough staff to staff the flight back from Philadelphia to take us to Philadelphia. So that took 2 hours. Then, when the plane finally got there to Columbus, then somebody, I think, came on the speaker and said there was going to be another hour delay because they needed to maintenance the plane. So it was about 3 hours late. And because you have to get to the airport 2 hours early, that's about 5 hours. And then the flight itself was about an hour and a half. And then you got boarding and unboarding. And then the car ride from the hotel, or from the airport to the hotel, that took a little bit of time. So that's why I ended up getting to the hotel just about the same time the kids did. I think they did get there about 30 minutes before I did, but it was pretty much exactly the same time that we had gotten there. But I didn't have a rude person next to me in the airplane. What I had was a woman who I think was a little confused. She seemed like a seasoned traveler. But at one point, she leaned in to the... We were sitting there, and the first thing she said to me, which was kind of odd, was, she said, "Boy, I'm really hungry." And I thought, well, this is a strange place to come if you're really hungry. An airplane. I thought you would have eaten before we got on the airplane, but okay. So she's hungry. I let that pass. And then we're sitting there, not really having that much of a conversation, and I see her kind of stand up in her seat, and she pushes the call button for the flight attendant, and she gets her mouth about an inch away from the air nozzle, and she said, "I would like to order a hamburger and some fries." I think she thought we were at McDonald's. I think she thought it was a speaker. And clearly, it's an air nozzle and a call button, and I had never seen that before. I thought that was very interesting. And, after that, we did not talk on the trip, because I figured at that point that this lady maybe was not as seasoned a traveler as maybe I had thought. But the lady on the other side of me was very good. So I just started talking to her, and she was a little worried because she had to get to Lisbon, and because of the three-hour delay in Columbus, she was nervous that she was going to miss her connection flight in Philadelphia. So I think that, see, those are where I think travel plans can make you angry or nervous or things like that. See, I didn't have any connection. All I had to do was get to Philadelphia. But when you have a chance to miss your connection to another place because of a delay, well, that can probably make you a little nervous and a little cranky and a little upset. That's why I really had no crankiness or nervousness or upsetness at all when it came to that particular delay. I mean, I really am a patient person when it comes to time. I had nowhere else to be. There was nothing going on at the hotel that night that I was aware of. I knew that Carrington and Matt were 3 hours behind me, so I knew they were not going to be there if I got there 3 hours early. So the delay was no big deal. I just sat there and I guess used my phone. I did check in with them to see where they were at one point. Talked to some other people who were wondering if I had made the trip okay, and I said, no, I'm still here in the airport in Columbus. That's pretty much all it was. And then I had the nice chauffeur-driven car to the airport. Now, that was a perk. That'll perk you right up. But no, the hotel had serious security. And I think it was because all the people from the WWE were staying there. So you had to have a card to get in and out of the hotel. And there actually was a woman and two security guards, I would guess, at the door who, when you walked in, before you could even get your key to your room, you had to give them your name, and if your name was not on that list, you could not get past the security and this woman. So, you know, when I came in, that my name was on the list because the room reservation was in my name. So if Matt and Carrington had gotten there before me, they would not have been able to get in the room because the reservation was not in their name, and they would have had to have shown ID just to get through this security. So it ended up working out okay because I did get to the hotel a little quicker than they did. So I got in, and I showed them my driver's license. They let me go over to the front desk. They gave me my keys to the room. I went up to the room, dropped off the luggage. By that point, I'd gotten a message that Matt and Carrington were on their way over to the hotel. But I did have to go back downstairs because I was the person whose name the room was in. And I had to show them my card and identification to get them through the front door. So that is what happened with the trip and the hotel and everything else. But now, was there anything bad about the trip? Absolutely not. I can't think of anything that was a downer. I mean, it was just fun. And as far as food goes, my goodness, there was food everywhere. That's one thing I'll tell you the WWE does. I mean, you would almost think they had money in catering, because everywhere you went, there was food, and any type of food and drink you could think of. I mean, just for breakfast alone, they had sausage, they had eggs, they had bacon, they had bagels, they had English muffins, they had muffins, they had toast, they had any kind of juice under the sun, they had everything there, butter, it was just all rolls, just anything under the sun. And everywhere you went, there was always food. During the Hall of Fame, when we went down and had dinner with Mrs. Ali, Muhammad Ali's wife, there was food everywhere. Every type of food you could imagine, from chicken to beef, sodas, water, wine, just salads, anything in the world you'd want to put on your salad. It was just the first class treatment, and everywhere we went, I don't think the car was taken. I think the only time we took the car out of the parking garage was to go to Manhattan. Anytime we went around the city of Philadelphia, we had chauffeur-driven cars. And I'll tell you, that beats a taxi cab or an Uber. to be sure. So it was just, you know, it was kind of like a magical land to be in, and I don't know how anybody could think that it was a negative or even there were any negative experiences. It was all just very positive. And everybody was so nice. I mean, that's the thing I emphasize. The people with the WWE could not have been nicer. They were just so accommodating. If you had a question, they had a center set up in the hotel that answered any question you wanted to answer. And if you emailed somebody, you got an answer immediately, or they transfer you right on to the right person. And they had a lot of stuff going on dealing with an awful lot of people. So it was great, fun, you name it. All right, 17 minutes left in the program today. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss whatever is on your mind. We would certainly love to talk about anything. We can talk about the trip if you have any questions about that. We can talk about the eclipse. Heaven knows we've been talking about that. We can talk about the city council meeting the other night. I didn't get a chance to go to it, but if anybody did and knows anything about it, feel free to bring up anything about that. We can talk about that. We can talk about, the comment that I made. Was the comment negative? To say, it's just kind of hard to explain what happened on this trip when you were at home this weekend picking up sticks. That's all. And boy, if that came off negative, that certainly was not my intention. Now, honestly, this only happened with one person. I'd never have had a negative experience with anybody else since then in regard to making a comment like that. And if it did come off snarky or rude, I certainly did not mean it in that manner. That's all. Okay, 44 minutes past the hour. And we did go down and see the Liberty Bell. We went down and saw Constitution Hall. I'd never been in Constitution Hall, so I found that fascinating. I walked by Constitution Hall the last time I was there in 2021, but I'd never taken the tour in Constitution Hall. Or Independence Hall, I think is what it's called. So that was fun to be in the room where the country was basically laid out. Just a lot of fun. Just a good time. I mean, in three and a half days, we did the Hall of Fame. We did the WWE events. We did rehearsal. We sent a broadcast back to Marion. We went to Tavern on the Green. We went to Manhattan. We went to Soho. We went to Rockefeller Center. We went to the Plaza Hotel. We went to WrestleMania. I haven't even talked about that. We went to WrestleMania 40. We went to Independence Hall. We went to the Liberty Bell. I mean, we certainly made the most of those 3.5 days. And boy, were they fun. And it was great fun to be along the way with Matt and Carrington because, as I said, Matt, I don't believe, had ever been to Manhattan. And Carrington, nor Matt, I don't believe, had ever been to Philadelphia. So it was a first time for both of them in that particular regard. So just a lot of fun, just a lot of enjoyment. And I don't know that any experience will ever be quite like that again. It just had a whole unique experience feeling of its own. It really did. I think there was just, it was so strange to be in that ring giving that speech. Let's go to the phones here and let's pray that the phones sound good. Go ahead, caller.
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. Nosy about something about the enormous, it wasn't enormous, but it was a price for the kids to park the car there. Was it up into $100 and some or more than that?
Say that again?
The parking tariff, the car when they got there, setting in a thing, what was the total amount on the parking? Did WWE pay for that?
No, the WWE did not pay for their parking, and, you know, I don't know the total on the parking because I didn't get the receipt on that one.
Yeah, I think the kids got the receipt, didn't they?
Yeah, I think Matt's got the receipt on that one.
Do they get reimbursed anyhow on that? That seemed like maybe $50 or some dollars a day or something like that.
It was some kind of interesting amount. Yeah, I'm sure they'll get reimbursed on that.
who reimburses them on that vehicle on that?
Well, it's certainly not me, I'll tell you that.
Oh, okay. Thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Yeah, there was a parking fee. I don't remember exactly what it was because I didn't have the receipt. I never saw it. And a matter of fact, it's weird that that came up because I think Matt told me last night at Tony Paco's that he had lost the receipt, I think is what he told me. Hopefully he finds it. I don't know what the parking was a day, but I know it was a little bit of money every day. But I guess when you think of the fact that you didn't have to pay, you got chauffeur driven around the city, you didn't have to pay for the hotel, you didn't have to pay for attendance to anything. And by the way, the tickets to WrestleMania were $5,000 a piece. So do you want to pay $5,000 to go to WrestleMania, or do you want to pay $50 to park? I'm not sure how much those hotel rooms were, but I'm sure they were more than $50 a night. And I would also say the same thing about the chauffeur-driven cars. I think chauffeur-driven cars to and from every event we went to, plus never paid for a meal, except for a Tavern on the Green in New York, because we were in Manhattan. Any event we went to with the WWE, all the food was free. So you know, what can you say? I think I'd rather pay to park. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Those are the topics this morning with 10 minutes left to go in the broadcast, 49 minutes past the hour. But what I was saying was weird was after I had given the speech on Friday night, a lot of people must have stayed up late and watched it, because as I'm getting in the car to go back to the hotel, I pulled out my phone, which I had not pulled out in a little while because I'd been doing speeches and things, and meeting with people. I was seeing pictures that people had taken of their televisions with me on their television. So that was a very unique experience that's very hard to explain to somebody. And it would have been hard for me to explain or explain to anybody prior to that happening. Nothing like that had ever happened before. And as I said before I left, I don't believe anybody ever in the history of Marion Broadcasting, and if I'm wrong, somebody correct me, I don't believe anybody had ever spoken to a crowd of that size, 21,000 people, and I don't think they had ever done it on national television, in front of a national television audience like that. I don't think it had ever happened before that. Now, that doesn't make me anything special. It makes me lucky. I was in the right place at the right time. But very interesting event. And just to see the operation and how much it's different than what it is on the local level or the state level or anything like that. It's a completely different operation. That is certainly for sure. The WWE definitely knows what they're doing. And I can't tell you how many production people were in this building. Hundreds of people. But they always knew what was going on. And I guess with a national television broadcast, you have to do that. You got to know what's going on every second. It was just something. It was something. And again, if the picking up sticks comment was negative, I certainly did not mean it negative, but that's the only negative conversation I've had since I've come back, so that's going to be a positive thing. Most people are just very positive about the whole experience. You know, the people I've run into, you don't know the people I've run into who've come up and say, hey, I watched you on television. Somebody, you looked good on television. You gave a good speech. You know, everybody's so positive. And you know, people have a tendency to be negative from time to time. But I'll tell you, in this particular instance, boy, people have just been very, 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 very positive. I will say that. So I was lucky, and that's that. 8 minutes left to go in the broadcast, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything you'd like to say or any type of question you'd like to ask, please feel free to jump in on the line. We would love to talk to you. here at WGH Talk, where the talk is always heavy. Oh, the other day we got to hear from our Baltimore Pinheads for the first time in I don't know how long, but that was interesting to hear from them. I don't know what stirred that all up again. The first time we heard from them was during the Bill Cosby event, but I don't know. Maybe it was the Hall of Fame. Well, I guess that goes to show you the magnitude of the WWE Hall of Fame, to where they were paying attention to it in Boston or Baltimore. Is it Baltimore? Baltimore, Boston? You know, I've had a busy week. It's one of those things. Baltimore, I think. To where it got to them. So they called in on Tuesday morning, was it? And we had a nice little conversation. And yesterday when Thunderbolt was here, boy, we heard from all over the country. Port St. Lucie, Florida, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, right here in Marion. Hey, it was nice. It was like doing an old Larry King show. All right, phone lines remain open, as they always do here at this station, for the final 7 minutes of the broadcast. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 54 minutes past the hour. 6 minutes left to go in the broadcast today. Crackly phone and all, we're going right down the line here and having a good time on this rather rainy and damp Thursday morning. Now, does anybody have an eclipse experience they would like to share? We've heard a lot of people's experiences with the eclipse, and I think a lot of it had to do with the calmness and the quietness that happened during that moment. And that's very nice. You know the thing that sticks out in my mind about it? I remember looking up with the glasses on and seeing the eclipse, but the thing that sticks out in my mind about that whole particular situation was how it looked. You know, it wasn't completely dark, but it just looked like it looks before a storm. And I remember thinking, you know, this is a sunny day, it's a clear day, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and here it looks like it's going to storm. It just had a really eerie, odd type of a feeling. And that's what I took from that particular event. So that was my eclipse moment. But I got to tell you, I do wonder, will it be remembered years from now? By some people, I'm sure it will. For others, I'm sure it will just be a footnote in history. I think it just depends. You know, it's one of those things. I still have a hard time believing that there are people who have graduated high school now who were not alive when 9/11 happened. That's hard to imagine and believe. But yet, it is the truth. So, there you have it. The eclipse was the event that really awoke society on Monday. And again, I want to remind people, I'll be off the air here in about 4 minutes, and Linda Sims will be on from 10:15 until 12, and then Adam, the computer guy, today from 12:15 until 1. Hey, Linda, sit down for a minute. Tell us your recollects of this once-in-a-lifetime eclipse that happened. We were together on Monday when that all happened. We were right there for it.
Yes, we were. It is something that resided in my spirit for, like, till the next day. It was the most awe-inspiring thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was different.
Oh, my.
You know, the question this morning has been, will this be something that will stick with people forever? I remember where I was when that happened. Or will it, like all things, as time goes on, just kind of fade into our lives?
I think it will stick with people.
You think it'll, people will remember where they were?
Where they were when it happened and how it happened and how it made them feel. The thing of it is, what do they think about it? Did science create this great phenomenon, or was it God? That's going to be the question.
It was a moment.
Yes, it was.
I wonder, because I think the media, unfortunately, did us a disservice in this by saying for so long there was going to be such havoc. when it came to traffic and finding a place to stay and don't leave your house. And I think people got all amped up for that. And when that didn't happen, I think people kind of saw it as, is this as big a thing as, you know, people were making it out to be?
Oh, the end of the world, all on YouTube. Is the Antichrist coming? The rapture's going to happen. The church is going to be gone. There was just so much hype about it that was not true.
Right. And phones were going to go out and all this was going to happen. So the eclipse itself, no doubt, was something to see. But I wonder if it will become a footnote because the media made it sound like it was going to be the end of the world.
Well, one thing about it, it will leave an impression in people's minds exactly what it was.
Yes. The moment when it happened, because we didn't know what it was going to look like.
No.
When it happened, what ran through your mind?
I didn't know what ran through my mind. My mouth was wide open. Everyone was just ooh and ah. We just had never seen anything like that before in our lives, right?
Exactly.
And we won't see it again.
We won't.
So,
you know, and I thought a lot of people spent that day with their family and spent it in small groups. I liked that we had such a diverse group there.
Yeah, we
had, you were there and your husband Ed was there and Sean was there and Carrington and Matt were there and Mary Ellen was there and Thunderbolt. And we all were there and Chad Clark was there.
Right.
And it was just everybody, different walks of life, different ages, all had a different, but yet kind of a similar reaction to it.
We didn't know what to expect.
No, we didn't know what to expect.
So we all had a different reaction, but it was still all.
Yeah, it was all. It all was definitely the reaction.
Yes.
Linda, what's coming up next hour?
It's just me.
Oh, just you today?
Just me today. I had someone, but they canceled. You know how.
Bookings. Bookings. Bookings, as it were.
That's okay. I can wing it.
That's right. That's right. Almost 10 years now.
I know.
10 years.
Do something great for our 10-year anniversary.
Like the eclipse.
Yes.
Like the eclipse.
I don't know if it'd be that grand, but.
We'll try. Voice of the People with Linda Sims coming up here in about 15 minutes, and then Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 to 1. Don't you switch that dial. WGH Talk for this day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
And then just
I just made up that answer.
And then onward and upward.
You're always a little bit miffed, of course, because everyone doesn't love you. But at the same time, you have to look at yourself and see whether they're right or not.